Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
2 years ago, the war against humanity escalated. You could call it the surge. Shock and awe. But the war has been going on for decades. And as you consider what I'm saying and using this war metaphor, don't discount it. Don't downplay it. I also want you to think about the scene from The Terminator, where the world is in rubble. And the humans are trying to escape these cyborgs that are going around hunting them. They've got airships looking for them. And the humans are really at a huge disadvantage because now the cyborgs look just like them. It's hard to distinguish the human beings from the robots, the people who want to kill you. And the only way they can do it is they have these German shepherds, because the dogs can smell the difference between the humans and these cyborgs, but you can't. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. As you think about that, I want you to understand this. This is what I'm trying to tell you. You don't really recognize your enemy. They look just like you. You sit with them in church. You ride the bus with them. You fly on planes with them. But the enemy is right there with you. And the reason why you can't detect them is because you don't have your dog. And your spidey sense isn't up enough to tell them, I recognize you as the enemy. I would tell you half this country is our enemy, but it's not that large. It's probably 20% of this country is your enemy, but it is the 20% who is vocal. It is the 20% who is constantly plotting and scheming against you. And it is the 20% that has the money. It has the ability to use your money against you. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. That is the metaphor of what is going on right now. And it's scary because, let me tell you, I've made some predictions. I told you a couple things are going to hit SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, that should be things that make you concerned. And don't be surprised that even in what you think is a 6-3 conservative-leaning court, that you don't win. You want me to give you an example? The U.S. Supreme Court declined to block a vaccine mandate for health workers in the state of Maine. And you know what they said? It was a potential green light for states to mandate this across the country. Justice Stephen Breyer, who handles emergency requests from Maine for the court, was responsible for the denial, which he said came without prejudice. The challenge came from a group of Maine health care workers who argued Democrat Maine Governor Janet Mills' vaccine mandate was illegal. Let me stop you. I don't need a law degree to tell you her mandate not only was illegal, it is illegal. Nobody should be able to force you to get something that you don't want to get inside of your body. Forget we're talking about insurance with Obamacare. That's one thing. That's not even out. That's not, has nothing to do with being inside of your body. That's somebody forcing you to get insurance that's worthless. These people want to be able to put things in your body by declaring one single little word. It's an emergency. And that does that means you have no rights as a human being. That's why I told you it's a war against humanity. So I told you not to be surprised if they rule this way. And I also said, don't be surprised if the Supreme Court does nothing about abortion. And this would signal to you that the eugenicists are winning. The eugenicists, folks, are the people like Margaret Sanger that hate black people. They hate poor people, even though they will make plenty of them. They believe that the world is overpopulated, that somebody needs to hold dominion over who lives and who dies. There will come a point where we have to make those tough decisions. Now, I've already proposed this to many people. I said, let's go out there and play their game. What is a number that you say, look, Kevin, there is a number that we can reach, and it's too much? And I said, take whatever number it is, make it a trillion. Whatever that number is, the more people that populate the earth, the more, because right now 200,000 more people per day are born than die. So at some point, you're going to reach a point that you're encroaching on a number, whatever the number you decide. So I ask you this, if you believe that we can, you know, be overpopulated, then you have to believe it, because it would be like me saying, how many people can you take care of in your home? And if you give me a number, you say, well, if everybody wants to eat and we don't want to starve to death, it's 20 people. Okay, what happens when you reach, when somebody has a baby in the house? What, you know, in other words, if you kept having kids and they had grandkids and you reached the point, what happens if you have to, your family has to stay with you and you got to start making the tough decisions of who can no longer stay there because the rest of the family would die? So you can understand that it's something you should discuss, right? You can look at the world and say, look, we are going to run out of natural resources if we don't do something. The question is, who decides what to do? China said, we're going to do a one-child policy. India said, we're going to mandate forced sterilization. Other places have as well. And I could go on. The Negro experiment in the eugenicists said, look, let's just have enough people to serve us, and that's it. And the numbers have ranged, I mean, from 300 million to 8 or 9 billion. And we're getting very close to these numbers. You better be scared, folks. I warned you about this. If you want to survive now, you better be productive. That's number one. You better have something that you can fall back on. And it better not be art. It better be something that can save your life. Number two, you better try to enter into the world of the elites where they say, hey, look, Kevin, come on in. He's an amazing guy. Everyone meet Kevin. And you're going to learn the secret handshake. Or you better toe the line. You better not say anything. You think that this doxing and cancel culture and all that is an experiment? This is to teach you. You better shut your mouth or else. Or you can get off the grid. Keep your mouth shut. Go out in the country that you're not rocking the boat. You're not trying to get into the world of the elites or whatever. Because let me tell you, don't be surprised if your grandchildren and great-grandchildren are kicking and clawing over each other to try to enter into that world between the haves and the have-nots. Those who are, you know, trying to get on the good side of those who choose life and death for humanity. It isn't that far-fetched. Lots to talk about today. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Shortages on everything. Critical services. There was an episode on NPR's All Things Considered. Patty White, a reporter for the Maine Public Radio, said ambulance crews across the state are facing staffing crisis as some paramedics and EMTs are quitting over the mandate. Waldoboro, Maine. Town manager Julie Kaiser says the mandate might cripple emergency services that were thinly stretched throughout the pandemic. Deputy Fire Chief Cody Fenderson of Fort Fairfield said 8 workers quit after Mills issued the mandate. Congratulations to these people, these Americans standing up for their rights. They understand the Terminators are coming to get the humans. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. In Lewiston Central Maine Medical Center, they had to curb the number of hospital admissions due to an acute shortage of nurses. Dozens of healthcare workers have also quit. Folks, these are people on the front lines of medicine who see the cases of Wu flu. They know who's been vaccinated, who hasn't been. And you know what they're doing? Not me. I've gone to pick up your grandpa that got the shot, or your cousin that was playing soccer and got the shot and died from an enlarged heart. I've seen the blood clots. I've watched people come in shaking with GBS and all the other ailments that are that this thing does. And they're going, I'm not doing it. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. How many examples do you need? The DHS secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, he tested positive for the Wu flu. He said he had contact tracing, and he tested positive, and it was part of his routine travels. And guess what? Yes, he had the shot. And here's what how they said. Well, he's experiencing only mild congestion, and he's fully vaccinated, and he's going to isolate at home per CDC protocols, blah, 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 over a disease that more than likely isn't going to kill him, probably wouldn't have killed him if he didn't get the shot, but they're going to, oh, he survived. Yep. Jessica Berg, she got the shot, 37-year-old woman, who was forced to get the shot because she wanted to interact with her kids at their school, and she dropped freaking dead. They don't want to tell you about that. Oh, well, we have to crack a few eggs. Yeah, there are going to be a few people that die, so they're going to give you one or two stories just to tell you, hey, look, there is a risk. See, what they're trying to do right now is they're telling you, it isn't 100% safe. There is a risk. Just a little one, though, but it's worth it because it's for the greater good. And what about that Camelot story of the fully vaccinated couple who died within a minute of each other? The press tried to glamorize the death of people who took a shot. The guy was 58, his wife 67 or 66, or he's 59 and 66. She was a cougar. She was a little older than he was. And it was such a Camelot death. He died, and in a minute later, within a minute, she died. Why? They got vaccinated. So they can't allow people to focus on the real issue. You know what that is, right? That the vaccines are killing people. Oh, look, I know people who got the shot and they survived. I get it. Yeah, it has a survivability rate, just like the disease. And the survivability rate of the disease is far better than the survivability rate of the vaccines, and they don't want to tell you this. Let me ask you this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Are there any other medicines that you know that could have this track record that would not have been recalled immediately? Colin Powell, what, 84 years old, supposed underlying conditions, right? He dies of the vaccine, and well, you know, he's 84. I was looking at the comment. He's 84. He was a no. Colin, let me tell you something. I don't know. The good Lord's going to take you when the good Lord takes you. But if he hadn't gotten that shot, I'm going to tell you something. He might have lived another 3 minutes. But it wouldn't have been the shot that killed him. It would have been his underlying conditions. And they don't want to admit that. So now, well, hey, he's old. And when Fox News' John Roberts dare question if the vaccine maybe added something to Colin Powell's potential, you know, demise, or potentially added to his demise, I should say. Well, hey, you better let me correct myself. I did not mean to go against the party line, because the Fox News executives, who are part of the elites who want to be in that crowd that makes the decisions between life and death, well, they're the ones that say, you take it back, John Roberts. And also become the poster child for getting a shot. Well, I got vaccinated, and I've got to tell you, everybody get vaccinated. Power of life and death. You don't know who has the power of life and death? These mayors and cities, they're letting citizens get killed whenever they want. You think you can't solve a problem of crime in a city? Go to Arabia. Go to Japan. Look at their crime rates. You want to know how they solve the crime in a city? They crack down on criminals. I know it's hard to believe. They target a specific group. They put, they find out where the crime is occurring, and they increase security. And when they get criminals off the street, they give them holy H-E double crooked socks. If you want to be a criminal in some countries, man, you got guts. Anyway, Colin Powell. Yep. High profile American hero. Lucky for us, people think of him as a hero. I think of him as a knucklehead. He would have been Corporal Powell by most people's standards. But hey, affirmative action in the military. And just for those who are naysayers, oh, Kevin, don't go talking about Colin Powell, just like they say, don't talk about John McCain. Those are not my heroes. Well, they served. They served us up, is what they did. These vaccines are killing many people, folks. It is no longer a secret. And I said the other day, and I talked about it in depth, there are people going out there now going, you know, and the vaxxed now know that they really are the ones that need to get their heads examined. There's enough evidence now. And I'm not trying to offend anybody. Not that I care, but I'm not trying to offend you. I don't care if you're vaxxed. Good for you. But this all-out assault on common sense and real science has to end. And the people who are smart enough to say, I don't need it, particularly those who caught this stupid disease and survived it and now have the antibodies, probably have the best blood on the planet against this stupid disease, you're not going to make me feel bad because I don't care about your health. Put bluntly, I don't care about your health. I care about my health. See, if I'm healthy, that's good for you, because I'm not a burden to society. I actually go out and produce every day, have my entire life. So they lie about the stats, they lie about it all. And then they wonder, why are people revolting? Why are the police unions revolting? Why are the firefighter unions revolting? Why are some of the teachers' unions revolting? Why are the doctors and nurses, which is what I said earlier, why are they devolting, revolting and devolting? But you know who the biggest group of people revolting are? You, the individual. And that's the most powerful revolt.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An advisory panel is considering recommending a booster shot of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. The meeting comes as the FDA approved the booster shots and said it's okay to mix and match on Wednesday. If a committee issues a recommendation, it will be up to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky to sign off. That could happen as early as tomorrow, making additional shots available for immediate distribution to those who are eligible. The Attorney General says he's committed to restoring the Justice Department.
Those norms of independence from improper influence, of the principled exercise of discretion, and of treating like cases alike define who we are as public servants.
Attorney General Merrick Garland continuing to testify before a Democratic-led House hearing on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is holding his weekly press conference on Thursday. The California congressman says no matter the price tag for the Democrats' budget bill, Americans will feel the effects in their wallets as prices continue to rise due to inflation.
Whether this bill is $4.5 trillion, $3 trillion, or $1.5, the Democrats' proposal will worsen inflation, continue to harbor and harm our labor shortage.
Democrats are still working towards a final price tag for the budget reconciliation bill after moderates rejected the original price of a nearly $3.5 trillion bill. Former President Trump has a new business venture.
Former President Trump is getting ready to start posting on the World Wide Web again. Trump announced he is launching his own social media network called Truth Social. Says it's to, quote, stand up to the tyranny of big tech.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The next hour, we're going to get more into the details around Wu Flu and how it's being used as an excuse for all the things that are happening in supply chain and all this other stuff. And as you connect the dots, you got to ask yourself, folks, is this being orchestrated? These shortages, this manpower shortage, food shortages, fuel shortages, what do they expect to get out of this? And oh, by the way, they're trying to sneak in this bill that does automatic voter registration for everybody that reaches voter age. This is what they did in Australia, and it turned that country into a leftist hellhole. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Talking about mandates, the Supreme Court, the war on humanity that is happening right now before your very eyes. And I'm going to tell you something. If there was a time for you to understand the game, this is it. When I implore people all the time, I go, look, you got to click these buttons to keep people like me on the air. You got to spread the word yourself. Do you understand that I got kicked off Facebook? I should have had 5 million people minimum. They stopped us from growing. Then, when they couldn't completely wipe us out, they just kicked us off. They kicked us off Twitter for doing nothing. They want to stop voices. If you allow this to happen, look, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, unless you are 90 years old listening to this show, You got enough years to watch this devolution. And when I say devolution, no, I'm talking about D-E-V-I-L, devolution of this country. If you're 50, 60, 70 years old, the next decade is going to shock the living daylights out of you. Don't think I'm kidding. You are going to feel so sorry for your kids, and certainly your grandkids, but your great-grandkids, if you're 70, 80 years old, and you're watching your great-grandkids, and you want to leave them the world that I'm seeing develop, that we aren't fighting back against, not in a good enough way. Oh, we're going to stem the tide. We're going to make it easier on ourselves, no question about it. But they're going to do just enough to keep us from that full revolt, and we're going to slow boil. Now, you don't have to care. Because even though it may, you may spend the last 5 or 7 years or 10 years of your life going, wow, I never thought it would come to this. You can handle it. You're on the other side of it. Can your kids, your grandkids, great-grandkids, and posterity handle it? They're going to have to. Because it's beyond a creep. It is more of, in other words, you know how people hide and they'll look behind a building or whatever? These people aren't hiding. They're like wide earth. They're just coming right out into the field and just shooting. There's no guessing where they are. Now, are you going to confront it or are you going to run? Anyway, we get these sparse cases of the fully vaccinated getting Wu flu. But I'm going to tell you something. There are many more. I'm going to get into that in just a bit. Because, see, the stats vary. I've heard it's anywhere from 50 to 90% of these Wu flu cases come from the vaccinated. And there's a whistleblower nurse. And I got to tell you, leftists have to hate that alternative news sources exist. Because these new news sources, demand that people research things for themselves and come to their own conclusions. Gone are the days when one man sits in front of a desk and sets the pulse of the nation for the news. And that, it's a silly notion anyway. When I think back on Walter Cronkite and Peter Jennings and all these guys, but it's a silly news that a news anchor should report what a nation considers the news, truth or otherwise. That's too much power for one person. And as we've learned over the last few decades, the news is merely propaganda. But things have worsened. Aside from the lies that were told to us about Russian election interference, Ukrainian extortion, and bimbo eruptions, and things like that, conservative America got even bigger lies. For example, this Wu flu scandemic is a lie of biblical proportions. And that lie could only be superseded by the idea that Biden won the 2020 election. But if you say that, well, you don't get any press. Nobody should be able to read your work. You get doxxed, etc., etc. It is a setup for this dystopian society that's being created that says anybody that doesn't say what we tell them to say, take them off the list. They no longer get the antidote. They don't get the booster, whatever. But what Biden got in place, the left have taken this Wu flu scandemic to a level few believe would even be possible. And they even concocted a bigger lie. This is the one that gets me. The lie around these so-called cures. Now, luckily for most of the world, this new media, like myself, exists and we expose these deadly lies because we dig into it. And there are some bright minds. I'm not doing the investigative research, but the people that are virologists and epidemiologists and, you know, investigative reporters and what have you, they are. They're digging into it. And this is why we've learned about these various Wu flu vaccine scams. The statistical lies that were told of this virus during the Trump era, the number of people getting it, the number of people dying from it, and then the more egregious lies about these vaccinations that are supposed to be here to save the day. Thank you, Mighty Mouse. People are dying in alarming numbers from these vaccines, yet leftists pretend that the numbers fall into some acceptable statistical range. Let me tell you, you remember that term, acceptable statistical range, acceptable casualty numbers that they are willing to say, you know what, it's okay. Jessica Berg died. I mean, hey, we're really sorry. Sorry, Berg family. Hope you can get over it. You know what? At the very least, when they bombed the people on the motorcycle in Afghanistan, they sent them money. But when they're bombing you, when they're killing your parents, your grandparents, your dad, your mom, your uncles, whatever, they aren't going to send you a dime. So what if you don't die? So what, you suffer debilitating ailments? You got your enlarged heart, your blood clots, your GBS, whatever. I talked about it earlier. Who cares? Leftists pretend all these numbers are within an acceptable range. They say the good of the vaccines outweighs the side effects. Leftists even have the nerve America to blame the unvaccinated for the continued spread, and they know that they're the ones who are doing it. There's not even a question about it anymore. This number includes those among us who've had the Wu flu and we've survived it. All logic, data, and science goes against what the left claims about infection rates, death rates, vaccine efficacy, yet they persist to lie to you. And recently, another lie was confirmed as a nurse named Deborah Conrad. She's a physician's assistant, so she's a little higher than a nurse. She's on the front lines of this scamdemic. Again, I point you back to the fact that doctors and nurses are leaving. They're saying, I'm not getting the shot. But anyway, she talked about the lack of regard in hospitals for reporting to the VARS, the V-A-E-R-S system. This is the only way we track the safety and effectiveness of these different medical procedures. And she talked about, she had emails, recorded phone conversations, and she recorded the internal push to essentially overlook all the things that are happening with this. And I talked about this before. She convinced her hospital to carefully track COVID-19 vaccination status of every patient entered into the hospital with shocking results. She said, I was reading this article, they say this. Her hospital serves a community in which less than 50% of the individuals were vaccinated for COVID, but during the same time period, approximately 90% of the individuals admitted to the hospital were documented to have received the vaccine. Now, I told you it's somewhere between 50% and 90%. When they documented every single patient, just think of this as a study, 90% of the patients had already had the disease. Had the vaccine. Now, I'll bet you money this. You'd be hard-pressed to find somebody in the hospital now who's had COVID, who caught it naturally and has natural immunity. I can only imagine what America would do if the doctors and nurses fully reported the issues of the Wu flu and the vaccines. If you really knew the data. And the word that comes to mind for me is outrage. We'd be outraged at the amount of money bureaucrats have stolen from us on the blatant lie of this disease. Does anybody believe those pushing this vaccine will apologize for demonizing us, the ones who refuse to get it? And what about the ones who develop these debilitating side effects? Do you think they're going to admit their stupidity?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have massive problems on so many levels. I'm actually shocked that there isn't a revolt right now. And I do believe there is a revolt happening. We just don't have an election. And they're trying to time this thing so that they can save the day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a buzz. So, supply chain issues, economic issues, and by the way, even if there weren't supply chain issues, they need something to blame the retail shopping season on. That's why we have supply chain issues. They don't want to tell you that there's not going to be a fraction of the number of the, with Trump, every single year, the retail season got better. Every single year. And it started in August and it went on through. Now, the first year when Trump was president-elect, when he got elected, numbers shot up. The online shopping as well as regular shopping. The Democrats, people are spending so much money on food and gasoline, the staples of life, they don't have expendable income. Everything's being impacted. The ripple effect of this scam is so bad, I can't even describe for you how bad this disruption in the fabric of the supply chain was. People used to go out to dinner. They stopped doing it. They used to go to the theater. They used to go to see a play, a ball game. All that stuff just stopped. Now, I want you to imagine it this way. If I could just pull out 2 years of your life, and you have to pick up the pieces. I ripped 2 years of your life out, and so you go from, you know, age 18 to age 20, and you don't know what happened in between. And you got to build your life back. How long would it take you to build your life back? Now, if you're 3 to 5 years old, not that big of a deal. Not a big miss. But if you're 18 to 20, you know, college age years, what do you miss? What if you're 30 to 32? You're in the midst of your career. You got all this stuff going and you got to rebuild. What was going on at your job? The visibility you had with management and so on. And a lot of it disappeared. Think about the disruptions of life from bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, graduations, weddings, funerals, whatever. Gone. And you got to rebuild. You got to figure out what happened. That's what's happening right now. Anyway, I'm going to come back to that. So we have to highlight all these issues that are plaguing the Democrats. And one such highlight comes from, I'm going to call him a colleague because I used to work at Fox News before they fired me. But if you want to know how stupid leftists can behave, this story about Neil Cavuto is about the dumbest thing I've seen in a long time. Cavuto is holding the demented party line on WuFlu. Now, I read the story in Mediaite, kind of a left-leaning, well, I mean, no doubt, left-leaning. And Cavuto said, honestly, made some of the dumbest comments I think I've ever heard by somebody that I once respected. And Fox News hosts have said some dumb things. But in a statement that Cavuto said to Mediaite, he essentially said he's lucky to have been vaccinated because he caught WuFlu. And then he urged more people to get the shot. Now, here's what the comment was. I'm going to read it. While I'm somewhat stunned by this news, doctors tell me I'm lucky as well. Had I not been vaccinated, and with all my medical issues, this would be a far more dire situation. He's saying this when he was asked about this because Fox said, well, now you got to go home. You've got the WuFlu, blah, blah, blah. And he says, it's not a dire situation is what he says. He says, because I did get the shot and I'm surviving this because I did. I hope anyone and everyone gets this message loud and clear. Get vaccinated for yourself and everyone around you. Everyone wins, except maybe my wife, who I thought was back in the city for good for live shows. Maybe not so fast now. Now, here's what I want to say about this absolutely asinine comment. Is understand that despite all the proof that the vaccines don't work to stop you from getting sick, Cavuto remains stunned that they didn't work. Yeah, now you guys have heard me talk about this ad nauseum, that people are getting sick. They get the vaccine, they get sick, and in some cases they die. Now, I don't know when he got this, when he contracted it. I don't know when he got the shot. I don't know when he contracted it. Go back and rebuild the timeline if you want to be an investigative journalist in Cavuto's WuFlu life. I'm not going to do it. I got better things to do. But what I will tell you is this. It ain't over. He doesn't know what this thing's going to do to him. Colin Powell got vaccinated. And by the way, I don't know that this is inside the 14-day window or outside the 14-day window for the vaccination, but he doesn't know what's going to happen. But the idea that it's a shock to him, that it didn't work. This is a news anchor that very wealthy guy that's been with Fox for years, respected journalist. You'd think he'd say, you know, I understand that people are indeed getting vaccinated and getting the disease, but he's shocked. At this point, folks, the left can't get that little fat genie back in the bottle because people know this vaccine does not work. It does not have the efficacy, to use Fauci the Fraud's word, it doesn't have the efficacy that they're telling you, that they're touting. This shot is 100% effective. No, it's 92%. Well, did I mention it's 87%? No, 83%, 74%, 62% effective, 43%. I mean, it just keeps going down, 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 down. But Cavuto goes further. He credits the vaccine with saving his life. In truth, this jackrabbit had no idea what would have happened had he not gotten the shot. And see, that's the game leftists like to play. This shot definitely saved my life. How do you know? Short answer, he doesn't. Anything he says is nothing but speculation. But he says it like he knows, because he's an anchor. He's a Fox News anchor, and you should listen to me. Now, people with underlying conditions, some of them are so afraid, they're like, oh, I can't risk, you know, having my heart do this or my brain do this, so I'm going to get the shot as a preventative measure. Fine. And you know what's happening to a bunch of them? They're dropping dead. Or they're developing other stuff. Now, you know, I can tell you this. My wife has an underlying condition. She will not get the shot because she has the underlying condition. Is there anybody out there like that? Because my hand's up, not for me, but for the family. Are there other people out there feeling this? Of course there are. So he's out there telling people, you know, get the shot. And when in fact, there are so many people out there who have underlying conditions that say, I'll roll the dice. Especially after learning that you probably will get Wu Flu if you get the shot. But leave it to a leftist like Cavuto to make himself believe the hype. Unprovable hype. But Cavuto goes farther, folks. He advocates for others to get the shot. Now that he knows with 100% certainty that it doesn't work, that it doesn't prevent it. Even Biden says a shot will prevent you from getting COVID. But if you get it, It'll lessen the effects of it. But if it doesn't lessen the effects and you go to the hospital, your survivability rate. So in other words, everything he's stair-stepping down means don't get the shot because it isn't going to do anything for you. For all intents and purposes, it's a $3,000 placebo. Get the shot is what Neil says. And to him, you know, I say, should everybody get the shot, Neil? Or just people overweight with, you know, with the conditions that you have, should they get it? Should the people that have already gotten Wu Flu get the shot? But here's what Cavuto said about his underlying conditions. He says, I think cancer told me, slow down, quit stepping on hands, don't be a schmuck, don't be so enamored of yourself and that you don't think of all of this can go in a moment, which it can. Well, I say to Cavuto, you are a schmuck. And you're enamored with yourself. This is why you so blatantly recommend that people get a shot that didn't do anything for you except what you speculate. I'm not getting the shot, and I say to this audience all the time, do what you want to do. It's not for me to tell you what to do, but for those of you who agree with me, don't get the shot. For those of you who don't, go get it. See how easy that is?
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.